Lieutenant Colonel Chris Perkins is the last in a long line of commanders at the Army's Umatilla Chemical Depot. He seemed pretty glad to be rid of the last ton container of mustard agent at a ceremony marking the day.
Good morning. Thanks for coming out. This is a big morning for everybody. I was saying earlier, I kind of feel like I'm going off to prom or something.
The depot once stored 4,000 tons of deadly chemical agents here. At one time, it was 12% of the nation's stockpile. Workers have methodically dismantled bombs filled with stuff like sarin and VX agent. Now, just one ton of the mustard remains to be dispatched. But to those who know this place best, the depot is more than just a deadly weapons storage space. It's home, and a safe one, at least for Lieutenant Colonel Perkins and his wife and three children.
You know, they're not going to know what to do when we get back to a neighborhood, so they don't have, you know, hundreds of acres to ride bikes and play, and me and the wife can, and, you know, feel safe that they're out there doing that because 24/7 security.
Workers at the ceremony appeared both relieved that the job was just about over, but also wistful. About 1,000 workers will need to look for new jobs now. Some will stay behind to dismantle the giant chemical incinerator and ready the depot for closure. Dennis Cooper is the driver who shuttled the last ton container to the incinerator. He says workers at the depot have formed tight bonds like family.
I think the fact that we deal with deadly chemicals on a daily basis, it makes you a little bit closer because you're constantly aware of what's going on around you and you're always watching out for your other coworkers, and when you're that close and you do what we do, you just build a natural camaraderie.
The Army and a group of stakeholders from the region are working on a plan for the 20,000 acres after the site is decommissioned. Current plans call for some of the site to be used for commercial ventures. Another large part of the land will go to the Oregon National Guard. And another chunk of the land, once used to store deadly weapons, will be protected as a wildlife refuge. I'm Anna King in Hermiston, Oregon.